Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial market, politics, sports. Even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots, you know, the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunity. You just need some trusted guidance. That's a message. I deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. We really chat about items affecting your bank account, the roof over your head, or anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, If you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am a consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can get out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number to call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, come directly to me first. There are operators standing by.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating another beautiful day on Ron Siegel Radio, National Branded Fruit Day. Branded fruit is fresh, sweet fruit that is soaked in brandy and sugar, then used as a topping on pies, cake, ice cream. Sounds good to me. Brandy, which has been around since about the 12th century, is distilled from fermented fruit. How is it made? I don't know. I don't care. It just sounds like it's a good option for me. We might have to do a little exploring of that brandy. The event coming up this afternoon, looking at helping nonprofit organizations generate a sustainable revenue stream. If you're involved in any kind of a nonprofit, you might want to give us a call. We are going to be doing this same lunch and learn for nonprofit organizations next month. We'll take December off, but it's something we're really passionate about at Ron Siegel Radio, helping the community, how to get them going and get them more money is the idea here. I got to love it. I love the idea of just helping organizations. Moving right along, what's happening in the market? A lot of news out there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, yes, it has been on a roller coaster today. It's up about 17 points as we speak right now. It had been down as far as about 65 points, had been up a little bit as well. So we're seeing a bit of a jump around Dow Jones. Hope you've got a strong stomach. Oil, it is down right now, $1.02 a barrel at $50.58 a barrel. I bring that to you not because you're looking at buying a barrel of oil, but you may be getting ready to buy gasoline. National average, $2.23.2. And here in the state of confusion, we are paying $2.77.9. Just the start of the economic numbers that come out today. There's a slew of economic data coming out today. It's amazing how much data we are seeing today. One day after the presidential debate, we will chat about as well. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 1.739, down ever so slightly on that 10-year Treasury. Weekly jobless claims rose by 13,000 to 260,000 last week. Came in a little higher than the estimate for 250,000 the week prior. Was revised higher as well to 247,000. Look at that, 260,000 people lost their jobs. They're filing first-time unemployment claims. And that's why I thought that today might be a fun, after the debate yesterday, to chat about 10 ways Donald Trump and 10 ways Hillary Clinton plan to grow the economy. Well, we'll see about that one.
You're absolutely useless.
Yeah, figure it out. Philadelphia Federal Reserve's gauge of manufacturing activity slipped to 9.7 in October from 12.8. Not a good number. Wall Street was expecting a reading of 5.3. Anything above zero indicates that our economy is expanding. The European Central Bank left its key rate at zero, so they're paying nothing. They're below ours. Now, remember, the Federal Reserve, United States Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen has been coming out and speaking regularly that they are anticipating a rate increase this year. That gives them an opportunity to do that the week before the election. I doubt it. Or in December, right before the holidays, that is more likely. We'll see what happens there. National Association of Realtors reports sales of existing single-family homes rose 3.2% in September to an annualized rate of 5.47 million units. Expectation was for 5.35 million units. Came in a little better than that. And the European Central Bank, back in the news again there, President Draghi suggested that the ECB will decide at its next meeting on December 8th whether to extend their bond purchase program, currently set to expire in March. A little more information right there as well. So if they stop buying bonds, that means there's less demand for bonds. When there's less demand for bonds, the prices are going to drop rates up. Saying right there, that's the way that particular market will be working. Amazing how much information we just got out coming out this morning. And then obviously the biggest number of all that came out, Freddie Mac came out with their mortgage market survey. They do that every Thursday morning. 3.52% if you pay 0.6%, 3.52 if you pay 0.6%. Now I want to share this with you. I just saw this email came in to me less than an hour ago. So I thought I'd share this information just being that we're talking about the Freddie Mac mortgage market survey. What is the difference between points and fees? They're completely different. Points, that is something that is used in the mortgage world or in the lending world generally to help lower the interest rate or affect the interest rate. So when I look now, and I'm looking at one of the big banks out there, and I know I'm not going to mention the Stagecoach, but you know who they are. 30-year fixed rate loan right now, they've got on their website 3.75% with closing costs of $2,580. Okay, when they talk of closing costs, it does not necessarily mean that they're talking about points. Now, let me also share with you just a little bit of a trick of the trade here. So one of the things that this particular institution does on their website, just to give you a little bit of confusion, is they use a 25% down payment. When you are using a 25% down payment, you're hitting into the first price break on loans. So just think about that concept. When if you're thinking about 20% down, that 3.75 that's on their website, that's not going to apply. Now, the other one, I'm looking at closing costs, again, from the same big institution. They have $4,488 in closing costs. What that's telling you is there's probably some points involved because the cost of a loan should not be that high. So understand, points are used to buy down the interest rate. A lot of people decide they want to take some of their equity. There's nothing. People get caught up. There's 30 different items. Since 2011, there are 30 unique items that are called loan level price adjusters. A loan level price adjuster goes in and says, this is what makes your file unique and not like anybody else. Those 30 different items. They're going to include, but not, this is not the full list because I'm going to bore you. But how much money you make? How long have you been on your job? What is your debt to income ratio, both for housing and overall? What is your FICO score look like? Have you owned properties in the past? How much equity are you looking at your property? Is this a purchase loan? Is it a loan in order for you to refinance? Is it a loan for cash out refinance? Those are all different prices. Do you need mortgage insurance? What is the loan to value? Again, I just shared with you, this particular institution uses a 25% down payment or equity position, 75% loan to value. If you've got a 80% loan to value, you're going to get the best, you're going to get a good rate, not the best. Then they go down to 75% loan to value. That's going to be your first price break. 60% loan to value is what most of the advertisers are using on radio and television. That way they can give you their best pricing and something you probably don't have. If you do have 40% equity in your property, you probably have not spoken with some people like Al Manfrey who can say, yeah, here's a 3.75% interest rate, 3.774. Is their APR on this website, and he can show you how to get 7 or 8% safe and secure on the return. So you're making probably 4% difference when you start adding in, or maybe even 5% difference when you take into account tax benefits. So why would you want to possibly get an accelerated payoff on your loan? That's why I shared with you yesterday that it does not make financial sense. Now, emotional sense, yes. If you want to pay off your home, emotionally, I can't compete with that. From a financial sense, dollars and cents, there's no logic to it if you're out there working every day. Because here's a way that you can get a second income in many instances without putting one extra ounce of effort in. Why do I say a second income? Well, look at this. If you have $400,000 in equity in your home and you can get 5% for doing absolutely nothing, you're talking now about $20,000 a year for doing nothing. Now, I don't know about you. I don't make enough money to say that, you know, something, I want that $20,000 a year to do nothing. If somebody wants to pay me $20,000 for no reason, hey, I'm all for it. Not a problem at all. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, starting to look for a home, know what you want versus what you need. We missed that one yesterday. We were so engrossed in our conversation. And the great news about rising prices within real estate, where retirees can best stretch their dollars. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's the message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. The real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your property. You're not going to get this information by going online. They don't have the equity position of your property by going to an online service. You need to chat with somebody to get that information. You need to find out or talk to the real estate professionals to find out if the property is on the right side or wrong side of the golf course. There's a lot of issues that go and get involved in this. I just want you to be aware that there's a lot to it. I don't want you to think that it's just a matter of going to one of the online services, getting the value, and away you go. That's not how it works. Text PAIR to 7564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your property. So are you starting to look for a home? Do you know what you want versus two different questions? Wants versus needs. In this day and age of being able to shop for anything, anywhere, it's really important to know what you're looking for when you start your home search. I've got a great tool you can use right now, nest.me. I'll get you a short code for that. But you can start looking for your home property right there. Nest.me has some great information, and we'll get that for you. It also gives you some home ranking scores, a lot of great data. But if you've been thinking about buying a home for your own or for some time now, you've probably come up with a list of things that you'd love to have in your new home. It's a great way to start. Many new home buyers fantasize about the amenities that they see on television or on Pinterest and start looking at the countless homes listed for sale, and they just have these rose-colored glasses. Do you really need that farm sink in the kitchen in order to be happy with your home choice? Would a two-car garage be a convenience or a necessity? Could the man cave of your dreams be a future renovation project instead of a make or break now? Those are all questions. The first step in your home buying process should be, and I've shared this with you many, many times, get pre-approved or even better, pre-underwritten for your mortgage, pre-underwritten. That way you know precisely what you need and you can take out some of the question marks about the whole process because you've already been underwritten. This allows you to know your budget before you fall in love with a home that's outside the budget. Next step is to list all of the features of a home that you would like, qualify them as must-haves. If the property does not have it, then it shouldn't even be considered. And items would be the distance from work, family, the number of bedrooms, bathrooms, those type of issues. The should-haves. If the property hits all of the must-haves and some of the should-haves, it stays in contention but does not need to have all of these features. And the absolute wish list. If we find a property in our budget that has all of the must-haves, most of the should-haves, and any of these from the wish list, it's a winner. Think about it. Having this list fleshed out before starting your search will save you time and frustration unless you really like to just go and visit open houses all the time. That's your enjoyment. Hey, so be it. Also, let your agent know what features are most important to you before they start showing you houses. And I'm going to share this with you because I speak to real estate agents all over the state all the time. If you're going looking at hundreds of properties, issue that either you have not figured out what is on your list, you want all those three items, the should-haves, must-haves, the wish list, you haven't figured that out yet, or you haven't communicated it with your agent, or maybe the agent just hasn't asked you those questions. There are agents that are just willing. There's a certain group of agents out there, and I don't put down the agents for any reason at all. I'm just saying that it's the way everybody has their own way of doing business. So there are some agents out there that have no problem being what I call a tour guide. Their idea is at any cost, they're going to put somebody in the front seat of the car and go start just showing properties. They may be what's right for somebody. They may not be what's right for somebody, but they figure that as long as they keep showing them properties, that the consumer is going to buy from them, or eventually they're going to find the right item, the right property. Now, the real professionals in the industry, the ones that have been doing for an extended period of time, they want to have a consultation first. They want to try and identify what those different items are that we just spoke about. They want to identify what are the must-haves. There's no sense in showing somebody a two-bedroom house when they've got five kids and grandma living with them. Now, there's different issues, but I mean, for the most part, that's just not going to be fit the must-have list. So why are you spending the time out doing that? They want to have that consultation. Real estate, I'm going to share with you, and this is something that I highly believe in, is you can find your own property online. What you need that great real estate team for is, number one, you don't want to trust your family's largest purchase. In most instances, buying a house, owning a home, is your family's largest asset, your largest purchase. The mortgage is your largest liability. Why would you not be looking for somebody great to assist you in that? Somebody, not an internet. It gives you information. It does not educate you, because if you don't know what you don't know, how do you know if what they're sharing with you on the internet is accurate? Or you're just getting garbage in, garbage out. You see, you can keep practicing the same thing over and over again. If I keep throwing a basketball at a basketball hoop and I only throw it 8 feet tall every single time, it doesn't matter how many times I throw and I miss, because the hoop is at 10 feet. So you got to practice the right things. You got to get the right information. That's why you want to talk to a professional agent who can get you that information that you need, so you can be educated. See, the information highway is there. You want the education. You want their experience. That's what you're paying them for, is their experience. You're paying them because they've done 20 or 30 transactions in the last year. You're paying them because they've closed loans for people and people come back to them on a regular basis. You're paying them because they know that there's going to be a hiccup in every single real estate transaction. Everyone has a hiccup. But their experience teaches them how to navigate those hiccups. That's what you can find the hiccups online. And it's going to tell you A, B, or C, and then you talk to the next or read the next review, and it'll give them a completely different answer. Are they right? Are they wrong? How do you know? You don't. That's why you need a great agent. That's why, because I've been doing this so many years, I have no problem. Even though I have a real estate license, I do not do real estate transactions. I refer those to the people who do them on a regular basis and can do them well, who are not in it just for this commission. They're going to eat whether they do a loan or a real estate transaction for you anyway. They're going to help you, and they're going to say, it's not right time for you to buy this house right now. It's not the right time for you to buy it all right now. Or this house is better for these reasons, or that house is better for those reasons. Or based on what you told me, are you sure you want to fill in the blank? Those are all issues right there that a great real estate agent, a great professional will help with. That's why I tell you to text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. I will put you in touch with somebody that's great in your neighborhood, and they help you build that team. That's the whole idea. It's all about a team, because great real estate professionals are really good at real estate. Very, very few of them are going to have anything to do with the loan. Even less group is going to have anything to do with the trust that you want to have the property put into after you've purchased it, to protect your family, your heirs, in case the unthinkable happens to you. It happens to everybody, but it happens to a lot of people. Nobody plans on that accident that was on the freeway this morning. They did not plan for it. Just a thought for you right there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current event in the financial markets. When we come back, great news about rising prices, where retirees can best stretch their dollars. And yes, I will get into some of the plans to grow the economy from both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. I'm going to give you both sides of that story. You reach me anytime. our offer number. It's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. 500,000 people a month are there. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunity. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products that you need or might want to get your next mortgage. They've got a whole host of products for you. Story today, the great news about rising prices. Recently, there's been a lot of talk about home prices, and if they're accelerating too quickly, in some areas of the country, seller supply, that's homes for sale, cannot keep up with the number of buyers out looking for a home, which has caused prices to rise. Great news about rising prices, however, is that according to CoreLogic's latest U.S. economic outlook, the average American household gained over $11,000 in equity over the course of the last year. Remember, that's a national number. That is not for California. Our numbers are a little higher than that. I'm going to post a map from CoreLogic's report showing the average equity gain per mortgaged home from 2015 to 2016. In the state of California, the average home gained $29,000 in equity from June of 2015 to June of 2016. $29,000. Think about what that means to you. For those that are worried that we are doomed to repeat 2006 all over again, it's important to note that homeowners are investing their newfound equity in their homes and themselves, not in depreciating assets. The added equity is helping families put their children through college and even invest in starting small businesses, allowing them to pay more of their mortgage sooner or move up to the home that will better suit their needs. Bottom line, CoreLogic predicts that home prices will appreciate by another 5% by this time next year. If you're a homeowner looking to take advantage of your home equity by moving up to your dream home, we need to chat about your options. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. I thought following up on the debate from yesterday, maybe it would be a good time to chat about economics. And I have a little fun with that. I enjoy economics. I'm one of the odd people. Most people who know me will concur that I am one of the odd ones, that, you know, a lot of economics can kind of dry. It can be kind of boring. But I want to talk about what are some of the ideas that are in place right now from a growth standpoint, from what the politicians are talking about right now. So I'll look at Hillary Clinton's growth plan right now, particularly where she is, what her 10 ways she wants or claims that she's going to grow our economy. And they probably all start with taxes. So the question that we're going to really look at here is, well, let's see if I can get this to pop up for me, because we did our research here. Want to share this information with you. So the ways that Hillary Clinton believes that she can grow the economy: simplify and cut small business taxes. If she does it, that would be great. According to Fundera, between 2009 and 2013, 60% of all jobs were created by small businesses. The Social Security Administration currently lists 28.8 million small businesses in the U.S., employing nearly 57 million people. Second method, investment in 21st century net-centric warfare. I love that one. Republicans may be known as the big spenders when it comes to defense, but Clinton has pledged to step up investment in what she calls net-centric warfare innovations. As technology advances, threats are coming from more than just military installations. Clinton's plan to step up investments in cybersecurity and other internet-based threats could lead to substantial growth in the defense and tech sectors. Third, major investments in transportation and energy infrastructure. That's a scary one, because she's obviously already talking about closing down the coal industry, and we already know what happened with Solyndra, so it looks like we're talking more of the same there. Number four, make it in America investments. Investments in U.S. manufacturing industry also come front and center for Hillary Clinton. She's emphasizing a $10 billion investment known as Make in America. Number five, emphasize childhood education funding. Clinton plans to make large investments in education. Where's the money coming from? Form housing policies. A home is arguably the largest purchase Americans will ever make, but Clinton recognizes that the deck is largely stacked against American families owning a home. If elected president, she proposes offering a funding match of up to $10,000 in savings for working families looking to put a down payment on a first home. Interesting concept there. At least that one's better than what her husband did in forcing the banks to lend money to everybody that they had that's available. Number seven, focus on rural community investment. Clinton's economic growth plan also targets rural America. Clinton plans to boost broadband access to all rural communities. Number eight, build upon the ACA's success, the Affordable Care Act. Jeez, it's, you know, something when you listen to some of these things that she's putting out there, you really have to wonder, where has she been for the last 30 or 40 years? Where has she been for the last 5 years? The successes of the Affordable Care Act. That means more people have insurance, less people have health care. Number nine, boost Social Security benefits for select retirees. Number 10, financial system reforms. Clinton's financial system reforms are expected to put the U.S. economy on more solid footing. Some of Clinton's proposals include a risk fee on the nation's largest financial institutions. Don't we already have that? The closure of the Volcker Rule loophole that allows banks to invest billions of taxpayer dollars into hedge funds, and imposing a tax on high-frequency trading, which can destabilize the stock market. It's kind of reversing some of the actions that her husband took and caused a lot of the problems. Would it work is the big question. On one hand, infrastructure and manufacturing investments have historically been shown to drive economic growth and job creation, although we did that with almost $1 trillion under the Obama stimulus plan, and we're looking at, what, 1% GDP since he's been in office? Deciphering where the funding will come from is the biggest concern. Clinton has offered a number of initiatives designed to have wealthy Americans pay more. Wealthy Americans will never pay more. She doesn't want to ever tell you that because it's just the way it is. If you listen to her, she skirts around the issue. Wealthy Americans hire accountants and attorneys so that they do not have to pay more. That's the way it works. They hire accountants so that they can take advantage of every loophole. They take advantage of moving their accounts offshore. They move them overseas. That's how it works. So what ends up happening is then we continue to grow the debt. If you try and say to a billionaire, you're going to pay more taxes, they create another foundation like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates did. They give the money to the foundation, spend money as they wish. Think about it. If you put $1 billion into a foundation, you can take an 8% management fee. How much money are you taking? Think about that. They live on that money that the management fee or their expenses are covering are out of the investment. And then they say, well, my secretary pays a lower rate than I do. By that concept, they're not going to pay it. Hillary Clinton came up with a death tax. It's going to be 65% on ultra wealthy. They won't pay that either. There's ways to get around it that are not that difficult, but they're paying people. So who is going to pay for it? It's going to be the shrinking middle class because she's going to continue to do it. It's not like she's going to stop her plans on doing these things. She will continue doing them. But to pay for it, the taxes trickle down to you and me. They may not call it an income tax. They might call it a cigarette tax. They might call it a gas tax. They might call it a consumption tax. Tax, 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 tax. That's their term. They'll call it a fee so you don't hear that it's a tax. They'll call it a fee like they're doing with Obamacare, the Unaffordable Care Act. Think about these concepts and where this money's coming from, and do you want to be the one paying it? That's the issue. That is some of the supposed plan from Hillary Clinton. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, talk about Donald Trump's plan, see what if his make any more sense. We'll also talk about where retirees can best stretch their dollars. All that and more. You can reach us anytime off air number. It's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan phone at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. They've got a great product for you. They've got a trust, and they're going to give you a huge discount. It's probably the best trust I've ever seen, and I've looked at a lot of them when I've done consulting for people's mortgages. Go to just text RSR, Ron Siegel Radio, RSR gift bag, to 79564, RS Start Bag, to 79564, and there's a coupon in there for 25% discount on an already fabulous price on getting a trust done from Heritage Financial Services. Just a gift from Ron Siegel Radio to you. Where can retirees go? Where can the retirees best stretch their dollars is the question mark today. After a decade of homelessness, unbelievable retirement destinations are never boring conversation topic. Mid-sized cities in flyover country offer the most bang for the buck for the baby boomers itching to move or trying to just get by on their Social Security checks, which we talked to you about yesterday. They're going to rise. Those Social Security checks are going up $5 for next year. Unbelievable.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. $5 is the cost of living increase for next year. Top five U.S. cities with the lowest cost of living are, I guess we should get our drum roll here. Here they are. So Fort Wayne, Indiana, number one. Evansville, Indiana. Odessa, Texas. Huntsville, Alabama. And Wichita, Kansas, according to a new list. Niche, a website that helps consumers find schools and neighborhoods. The median house price for Fort Wayne, second largest city in Indiana, 130 miles from Indianapolis. Are you ready for the median home price? $93,600. Does it surprise anybody that the home price there is that low? There's a reason why people want to come to California. I don't know why they go to Florida, but thank goodness there's some of them are going over there too. But you're going to pay a lot more money when you're going to the coastal states. And if you really have that tight budget, Indiana is a great, great place to be, a great state. I'm just not saying that that's summer you where, you know, the cold weather, you have to enjoy that kind of weather. They've got all the seasons there. People of Indiana, it's a nice group of people. I've been there several times, enjoy it greatly. That is the Word on Wealth segment today, again, brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Again, get that free. There's about $1,000 sitting there waiting for you. $1,000 in the gift bag from Ron Siegel Radio. Text RSR gift bag, RSR gift bag to 79564. Get that information that you need. Ways Donald Trump plans to grow the economy. Trump believes that his proposals are the key to increase U.S. GDP growth to as much as 4% per year. He does not articulate this very well. When the Congressional Budget Office goes through and scores these different budget items, they score them based on expenses and current revenues. They're not scoring them based on the projected stimulus. Just a thought there. So what are the Hillary's 10 ways to grow the economy? Now we're going to look at Trump's. Number one, lower ordinary income taxes. Trump wants to put more money in the pockets of American workers and families by simplifying the ordinary income tax brackets, and he's looking to just take them to a much easier rate. Capital gains from 0 to 20%. It's very, very interesting when you look at it. We right now have 7 different rates. Trump wants to bring that down to 3. Make it nice and simple for people. He's going to reduce the taxes for everybody. Now, here's the big difference between what Trump is proposing and what we just talked about from Hillary. Is Hillary is saying raise taxes on the rich. Now, you hear me every single broadcast. I close out our show with the same mantra. Make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Why do I say make a lot of money first? Well, because if you don't have any money, how do you go about helping a lot of people? Same idea here. If the government is taking the money of the people who are creating jobs, who's going to create jobs? Nobody. So the idea here is cut the taxes, get the government out of the way, get the regulation out of the way, and then you're going to be able to allow people who create jobs to go out there and create. Corporate income tax reduction. Perhaps the linchpin of Trump's tax reform proposal is his aim to reduce the corporate income tax rate from 35% in the world to just 15%. At 15%, U.S. corporate income tax rate would be one of the lowest amongst the developing countries. Businesses do what businesses need to do to keep their money. They are not in the business. Disney, Procter & Gamble, Pfizer, they are not in the business of trying to send as much money to Washington, D.C. to waste as possible. They're in the business of making a profit for their shareholders. When they try to make that profit for their shareholders, if it's cheaper for them to do it in the Netherlands or in Wales, they're going to do it in the Netherlands or Wales. If it's cheaper for them to do it in the United States, they're going to do it in the United States. That's their fiduciary responsibility. If they didn't do that, if they went and wasted a lot of money on these things, could you imagine what Elizabeth Warren would be saying about them when she got off her rant about being a Native American? Think about that. Bring more money back. Create more jobs so that we can spend more money so the economy continues to grow. Provide tax deductions for working Americans and parents. In addition to lowering ordinary income taxes, Trump would more than double the standard deductions for taxpayers from $6,300 for individuals to $12,600 for couples and $30,000 for couples. $12,600. Couples go from $15,000 to $30,000. Think about that one. Now, they tier those out. So if they're tiering those out, is that benefiting the rich or is that benefiting the working people? Obviously, the working people. Remember, we've talked about this one before. 70% of our GDP, gross domestic product, is consumer, consumption. get more money back to the consumers, you do better. Better things happen. Number four, reform healthcare. You got to. I just had somebody call me last week, I think it was. Ron, when are you doing a program on healthcare? When are we going to be able to hear, listen to you and have somebody come on and tell us about our healthcare system and how we might be able to save a little bit of money? Well, the answer to that question is we've got a guest booked, and I think it is for the 4th of November due. Yeah, November 4th, I think, is the date that George Varela is going to come on, and we're going to talk about healthcare. The Unaffordable Care Act is just that, unaffordable. The problem becomes you have to have it because of the way they wrote this thing. Unbelievable. Think about that. It's a problem right there. So what are you going to do about it? That's the next question that we have. Well, Trump says he's going to repeal and replace. Get rid of the – create competition. Right now, there's certain states that have – there's certain areas that have no health care company providers there. There are some that have only one. If you have one, they can do whatever they want in prices because there's no competition. If you get rid of the mandate, you have to stay within your own state. And if you get rid of the idea that men need pregnancy coverage, and bring that down. Make America energy independent is the next one of his ideas. Invest in the military. He's got a plan for that. Reduce federal regulatory oversight. Now, there's a big issue right there. If you reduce federal regulatory oversight, that's going to have a big stimulus on real estate. Not talking about that one a lot. There is about 1%, maybe 0.75% built into your home loan interest rate just to pay for the regulation that's involved. Just to pay for regulation. Think about that. If you get rid of some of that regulation, if you get rid of, maybe even get rid of the EPA completely, number one, the government saves money and businesses go out and do what business does. Number eight on his list, reform U.S. immigration policies. Again, we're importing low-wage workers so that they can compete and create more supply. More supply means wages come down. You don't have to mandate an increase in wages if you get rid of the supply. Think about it. Renegotiate trade terms. And he has invest in education, another great opportunity. And that's one, obviously, everybody says that all the time. Nobody does it. Invest in education. Maybe if you get the government out of the way. Big question in this is whether or not these 10 proposals will jumpstart the U.S. economy. Trump's team feels that that's going to bring us to a 4% GDP. If that happens, the government starts collecting a lot more money. And the other item that is, again, not being talked about is Trump's a business person. He's used to dealing with budgets. When you're dealing with budgets, you end up starting to look and see, what can I cut? Not how can I reduce the increase, but where can we legitimately make cuts to save money? Get rid of the military projects that the military people don't even want. Think about all of those issues. Just a thought for you. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak of items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. If you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with any of our guests at any time. You can reach me also at ron@ronsiegelradio.com. And as I said, we end up every broadcast with the same message to you. Make a lot of money. Help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.